This is an incoming transmission from the Jersey Shore.
This is Financial Insanity with Scott McLean, powered by McLean Advisory Group. Today, you'll hear some of the most important financial information and wealth-building techniques available anywhere.
Let's get this party started, huh?
Do you have a question for Scott and the team?
Am I on the air?
609-488-4646. That's 609-488-4646.
We'll get that information to them by radio.
Now, Financial Insanity with Scott McLean.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, thank you for joining us for another installment of Financial Insanity. I have with me, as always, the ultimate master of finance, well over 43 years experience, but still with that youthful energy, Scott McLean, right here in Waretown, New Jersey.
Remember, hello, Sonny.
There he is. Remember, if you hear something today, it resonates with you, or you just want to call Scott because he sounds like a good time, the number 609-488-4646, 609-488-4646. Now, Scott, obviously accomplished author, outstanding radio host as well, but you're also a financial advisor, and you have a knack of breaking down these complex financial concepts, make them simple, digestible information for folks. Today, you're going to take us through the world of annuities. Where to begin, my friend?
You know, annuities, Alex, I think it'd make your head spin faster than a roulette wheel. But let's not fear. For those of you listening, annuities, there's a good, bad, and the ugly. I want to explain the difference between the four types of annuities because people get upset. They're saying, I don't want an annuity. Well, you just might want one. But I'm not here to sell you anything. I'm here to educate you because I can tell you if you go to a salesman, they're going to want money from you and they're going to probably sell you the highest paying commission out there. So be careful, Alex. That's really important.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know, like you said, there are four types. And, you know, some people are going to say, you know, all annuities are bad. Well, like most things, that's not obviously going to be true. But where does it start? What are the differences? And why are some considered good, considered bad? Or is that even fair to say?
It's a good start. I think you'll determine what's good or bad for yourself if you're out there. But I'm going to try to break it down real simple. You think about really the first type of annuity out there, which starts the realm of do you like it or not. I think about it. It's almost like, what's that movie, Forrest Gump? It's like a box of chocolates. I mean, you never know what you're going to get. And when you think about it, the variable annuity is really you invest the money into the stock market. They call that sub-accounts, like mutual funds. And the value of the mutual fund can go up and down, or the annuity can go up and down. The value of the account can go up and down. But when the salesman gets there, he'll say, well, we've got a guaranteed 6% annuity. Whether the market goes up or goes down, you're going to get guaranteed 6%. And the crowd roars. That's right. But the problem with this crowd roaring, you think you're avoiding losses, but the cash value is subject to losses. But the 6% could be the income rider. And like a box of chocolates, listening to me, you guys, you may take the wrong piece out and break your teeth on fees and expenses. So this could really cause the dentist to pull a few of your cavities and teeth out because you could lose a lot of money on fees and expenses. I've seen them, Alex, as high as 4 to 4.25%. Imagine, Alex, you give me $300,000. We invest it. You think you're getting 6% on the annuity, but you're getting it on the income rider. We'll go on that more in depth. But again, we think about it. Meanwhile, you put in the money, what's 4% times 300,000? It could be over a $12,000 in fees. And many times the advisor never tells you, but they could say to you, well, I mentioned that, but it's in the contract. Didn't you read it? So I call it it's deceptive. We don't want to say deceptive. We don't want to say that your advisor is deceptive. I don't want to be mean to any advisors out there, sure. But I can make it very clear when people come and meet with us and get a second opinion. And if you have that, I'd love you to do that. But when you get that second opinion, there are hidden 4 to 5 individual fees that could really crank up your wallet and not get the return you're expecting, Alex. And, and if you're out there, by the way, you know, I want to help you at no cost, no obligation. Please feel free to give our studios a call, Alex. I want them to give us a call because I'd surely hate you to come to a radio show. You're listening. You just turned us on and you say, what's this fees? What's the expenses? 609-488-4646. Again, 609-488-4646. I'd love to take your call off the air. I'll try to do my best to answer any questions. I've done this business for many, many years, as Alex mentioned, and I'm not going to try to spin you into making a sale. That's not my goal. Frankly, you could have your grandkids tweet out to your friends, Scott lied. He's trying to sell me. No, I don't want that. I want you to tweet out to your friends or go on the Facebook or Instagram or whatever it is and say, I got great information from Scott. That's why we called him at 609-488-4646. Alex, variable annuities. It's a very, very intrinsic, very different type of annuity out there that many people get confused about. And it sounds like wonderful, wonderful loaf of bread that could have some major mold in it.
And you left out TikTok there as you're rambling the different social media being used by the kids today. You got to remember that TikTok.
That's right. Tickety talk.
609-488-4646 is the number. We're talking about annuities today on Financial Insanity with Scott McClain. 609-488-4646. All right, so we talked about the variable annuity. What is next, Scott?
Let's go to the Domino's Pizza. Immediate annuity. It's an immediate annuity. Like ordering a pizza, you pay for a lump sum up front, and in return, you're getting a fixed monthly payment. Now, by the way, we have a few clients, not many, that have this. It's just right for a very few people. And this is the second type of annuity that what gives an annuity a bad name. Let me give you an example. I'm Alex, you and your beautiful sweetie pie, you go to retire. Here you are, 65, 70 years old, and you buy an immediate annuity. You give the company a check for, let's say, $200,000, and you're going to get a check for the rest of your life, let's say $800 a month. By the way, this is an example. Now, you're getting that check for $800 a month. It's an annuity, and you are going to get that for the rest of your life, and you've got a long lifespan. God has blessed you and your family.
I'm going to live forever.
You're going to live forever. Yep. And so you bought this vehicle, and you're getting that $800 for the rest of your life. You and your wife are tickled pink. You're happy as a pig in a barrel. I can tell you're excited, but what happens? All of a sudden, you're going down the road. Bang. God takes you home. You get in a car accident. Unforeseen. Maybe you've got a health problem. Something happened and you passed away. Well, on many of these immediate annuities, depending what clause you have, this is the gobbledygook, that $800 is completely gone. But here's the worst case. All the money that you put into the immediate annuity, that's gone as well. Now, there's several types of immediate annuities. This is why, if you have an immediate annuity, please do yourself a favor right now. Right now, y'all listen to me. Listen, write this down. 609-488-4646. If you have this vehicle or not sure if you do, I'd encourage you to give us a call off the air to say, Scott, I need your help. I'm not sure what kind of annuity I have. Now, again, this could be a good annuity for very few people, but not for everybody. Because what happens is maybe you want to leave some money to the loved ones. This is not the right annuity for you. But if maybe you're the only one out there and you have no other people, well, maybe you go ahead and just buy the immediate annuity and get a check for the rest of your life and you pass away. Well, you know, if you have no heirs to pass on to, this could be a good tool. Alex, this is an immediate annuity.
I love it. All right, we immediately need to move on to the next one. We only have a few minutes left. We got to go through the next two, Scott. We want to give them the time that they deserve. So,
fixed annuity.
Yes, the
fixed
one
annuity,
similar
the
to CDs, right? But higher return.
And they smell and look like a CD, but they grow tax deferred. This is the simplest of all simple annuities. Very simple.
I like simple.
You put in, Alex, you put in $100,000. I think the highest rate I've seen lately in the state of New Jersey, you know, 5-6% guaranteed, and they pay you the interest out every month, or you can let it compound tax deferred, no tax on the money. So if you've got money taking a nap, this could be a great tool for those of us scared of the stock market, don't want to take any participate in the stock market, want to make some nice, steady, I call it turtle money. That's slow and steady that will win the race. And let's say you're getting 5%. You put $100,000 in, you know for certainty you're getting the $5,000. But wait, my friends, there's more. You could be having to making sure that it is a solid company. And we like to use Comdex rating and the Weiss ratings, another type of rating service to make sure the insurance company is solid. So this is a fixed note. Very simple, smells and looks like a CD, but has a lot of wonderful benefits and higher returns than most all CDs.
Love
now,
it.
The next one, Alex, is a little bit different.
Yep. And before we get to that one real quickly, remember, if you have any questions about annuities, anything else, 609-488-4646 is the number. 609-488-4646 at aid.com for the website. Scott, take us home. What's the final one?
The last one is called an indexed annuity. I mean, if you look at a book of Susie Orman called The Road to Wealth, she said she doesn't like annuities all. But she did say, I like this one kind of annuity because it kind of competes with mutual funds in the mid-90s. A indexed annuity can index with the stock market. And it has good and bad and ugly. It has what's called cap rates. Now, it's listen, guys, it's not for all your money, although it is a very dynamic type of product. See, if it has a cap rate of 10, if the stock market goes up 5, you get 5. If the stock market, the S&P 500, goes up 7, you get 7% for the year. If the stock market goes up 10, you get 10. If the stock market goes up to 20, what do you think you get? Well, you get 10. You get upset, but you get 10. But the beauty is, if the stock market starts to drop, you lose nothing. And most all of the index annuities have no fees. But be careful, some do. This is why when you speak to your advisor, or you'd like to give us a call at our office and say, Scott, I need some questions, 609-488-4646. This is a great tool, but not for all of your money. A great tool that can compete with the stock market. It's kind of in there, but you don't want the risk. You want faster than the turtle, the fixed annuity, but you kind of want to have a little bit of a jet engine inside of it. This could be a great tool called the indexed annuity. Again, it's not for all your money, where a lot of guys and girls are out there, the advisor want to push it.
Yeah.
This is not for all your money.
Well, and Scott, as we have just a minute left here, so a final thought end the segment I want you to hit on is just the fact that obviously your firm does a lot with taxes. What to consider when it comes to that with annuities? What's the tax consideration just to think about?
The beautiful tax consideration, like I was talking about, most all the annuities, if you're not pulling money out, it's not taxed. If you're taking the required minimum distribution, it's like taking from the IRA. You'll have to pay the ordinary income. The nice thing about annuities, if you've got a lot of money, you want to pass it on to your kids, and maybe you say, you know what, I want to grow it like a turtle, steady, fixed annuity or index annuity, it grows tax deferred. In other words, you're not paying tax on the gains. You'll pay tax one time, but the question is, when do you need the money? So again, this is why the advisor, while we look at the tax returns in light of the investments, no matter what investments they are, to make a sound, solid, strategic decision for your money. Mm-hmm. So you can put your head on your pillow, can sleep well at night, knowing that your money is covered by a nice, strong insurance company, and you don't want to take the left hooks that are in the stock market. This could be a great tool. Four tools: variable annuity. Second tool, immediate annuity. Third tool, fixed annuity. Fourth tool is index annuity. They could be good for you. By the way, I'm not saying to sell the annuities, but this is a good time to have a good discussion, maybe a second or third opinion. 609-488-4646. No cost, no obligation. I'd love to help educate you on making the right decision with your money.
Thank you, Scott. More financial insanity coming up on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
Scott McLean at McLean Advisory Group often talks about the difference between retirement savings and retirement income. It isn't necessarily how much money you have saved that's most important. It's having a steady stream of income in retirement, no matter how long you live. Scott has strategies that can help you create consistent monthly income for the rest of your life. He can help you make important decisions today so you can have the income you need in retirement. Having a big nest egg is great, but how will it provide you with the income you need for as long as you live? The number to get more information from Scott at McLean Advisory Group is 609-488-4646. That's 609-488-4646. Turn your portfolio into a plan with help from Scott McLean. 609-488-4646. Investing involves risk. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services are offered through Bell Point Asset Management, LLC.
Today, we are talking about why it's important to work with an investment advisor who can help you navigate the complex legal and tax landscape. Oh yeah, it's a lot out there. Remember, if you have any questions, the number 609-488-4646, 609-488-4646. This is Financial Insanity with Scott McLean, McLean Advisory Group. And Scott, please talk to me a little bit about why it's important to discuss retirement's complex legal and tax issues with an advisor.
I want to drive to Florida.
Okay.
The worst place to drive from New Jersey, Alex, is when you get to that D.C. belt. I think many of you can really relate to the D.C. belt. So frankly, when we're hauling our horses, I actually put the map on. I wake my wife up since I'm driving the six horse.
Sure.
I just don't want to. I want to go on the outer belt. Everybody knows what I'm talking about, because you get stuck in the middle of the D.C. traffic. It is a flipping nightmare. Hmm. And of course, especially when you're pulling animals. Why do I tell you that? Well, in the preparation, I actually have my GPS set up, and then of course we have water in the stalls. We have hay in the stall. It's a lot of work when you're moving animals from point A to point B. It's a lot of work when you're planning a trip. And when you plan a trip, do you have, in my mind, do I have enough tools to maybe, what if the tires go flat? Who do I call? What if something happens? And it happened to us just last year when it was a terrible accident my daughter and my wife got into.
Right.
But notwithstanding, when you're in preparation for a long trip, by the way, you don't stop. For those of you who are unaware of animals, when you're driving horses, you don't stop. It's about a 16 to 18 hour drive where we're going, and you just keep going. So obviously you take a couple potty breaks, maybe get a little something to eat, but it's a nonstop trip. And the horses, of course, need to get their self set up when they get there. What am I talking about? Planning for a long trip requires strategic planning. Mm. You might not think about checking the air and the pressure and oil, maybe checking the all the lube and the cars up to date, the bearings. Every little item could cause a tremendous nightmare. When it comes to retirement, Alex, I'm not sure if you're aware, but when you're taking money out of your retirement income, that's the tax return. When you're planning to pull money out, it's all of the investments, whether they're IRAs or 401ks or 403bs, whether they're your non-qualified money, meaning non-qualified money that is taxed differently, long-term capital gains, short-term capital gains. When you invest in the world of investments, you're investing in either ETFs or mutual funds or stocks, depending which, of course, is the lowest price, lowest fee. And then, of course, you're looking at how do I now put all of this together and to design a plan where in the first phase of retirement, I call it the go-go years. You're going to screw up in the go-go years, Alex, but that's part of the financial planning process.
Sure.
Which could lead your money to a mousetrap, which is what I put in my book. The financial planning process can lead your money to a mousetrap. What I mean? Not paying attention to taxes, not paying attention to the legal ramifications, and then not paying attention to when you're pulling money out. How is it structured? You know, if you're going through that right now, I think about this all the time, Alex. I would love to speak to you off the air. I've been doing this now, I think it's the 43rd year of my industry, my business. I've been involved. I am still good looking. I may be a lot older, but I can tell you, you know, when it comes to retirement or planning your retirement, 609-488-4646 could be the best number you could ever had. Why? Well, 609-488-4646. That phone number could ask me questions off the air. No cost. We don't charge. We've been this nonprofit radio station for so many years at WBNJ. And the reason we're here is because we all we do is offer educational information for you. So when you're in retirement and planning your retirement, you, of course, have a resource center to go to. How do I do this? And what I find in my world of financial planning as a mousetrap, I talk about as the financial planning leads your money to a mousetrap, how do we put all of this together? There's nothing worse than making a cake and leaving the wrong ingredient out or too much salt. It ruins everything. And so when you think about a financial advisor, did the financial advisor look at the tax ramifications, the legal ramifications, and the investment ramifications? Because this could be a real trap that you don't even know you're in. So I'd love to be able to speak to anybody. If you have questions right now, I have answers, 609-488-4646. But notwithstanding, I think, Alex, when we talk about the go-go years, mm-hmm. you're going to be blowing a lot of money. I mean, you go down to, when you're taking a trip to Florida, you're going to spend money in gas. If you're really frugal like me, you try to find the best gas price. You want to make sure, is it big enough to turn around this big trailer if you're doing that? Or for those of you in a speed race car, you want to make sure, I don't know how these people are going to be doing this, these electric cars. You got to stop every so many miles, but yeah, I want to keep going. But looking at retirement, Alex, when you're looking, if you're not paying attention, the financial advisor is not looking at the whole picture. It would be like going to a doctor. Alex, let me give you an example of you out there.
Yeah.
Alex comes to me. I'm Dr. McLean. And Alex says, well, Scott, you know, I've been having these headaches for the past 5 years coming to you. Do you think, and Alex says, Scott, do you think I should get an MRI? And if I said to Alex, you know, that's a good idea. Scott, Alex then says to me, Scott, do you think I should get a EKG and maybe a blood test and urine test? And what do you think? And I say, you know, Alex, that's a great idea. If you didn't fire me immediately, then you're just double dumb. What I mean? If the advisor is not asking deep questions like, do you have a special needs son or daughter? Oh, they're Down syndrome? And they live with you? And how do you plan on taking care of them? That's not a financial discussion, but it really is. How is the child going to be taken care of? These questions are really deep, and they will be part of your retirement. I know you're probably thinking, if you're listening to me right now, well, what's that got to do with retirement? Everything. Again, when you're taking that trip from New Jersey to Florida, and you want to avoid the D.C. Roundabout, well, you need to really be on your game. So in the early years, it's a go-go years. You might be spending a little bit more money, but having somebody hold you accountable. Then you got the slow-go years. You don't want to do as much. You did it. You done it. Maybe you don't want to do it again. And so maybe your spending is a little bit less. And then the no-go years. No, I don't want to do it. Go have fun, kids. Here's a couple bucks. Enjoy life. How is your money spent down? What is the game plan? And this is not a set it and forget it deal. This is almost like going to the masseuse every year because you need a tune-up, or maybe the chiropractor, to making sure your money is in a good place.
Absolutely. 609-488-4646. 609-488-4646. And with just the couple minutes we have left here in this segment, Scott, you know, it's not just about picking the right investments. You have to consider a lot of factors, tax consequences, your estate plan. There's just a lot there to it. And to your point, like a successful road trip,
a lot of details, and better to talk to somebody who's been on that trip before than going into it blind for the first time.
You know, and one thing we didn't even bring up, which was healthcare.
Yep.
That's another left hook right around the corner, let alone your spouse getting sick or disabled. How are we spending money down? Do we open up a trust? How do we hide our money, or I should say reposition our money, so the estate doesn't get squandered away? And then, of course, the nursing care facility gets it out. Now we can use the Medicare, Medicaid planning and hide assets to protect it for who? The two children, though, the wife, the husband. How do we do that? And so when people give us a call at our office, I'd love to take your call at 609-488-4646. By the way, that's our website, justadd.com. I'll help you or guide you, try to give you some kind of ideas. And I can tell you the time we spend together will be very valuable for you, not for Scott, for you. I've done this for so long, and I love what I do. I love guiding people. I love more when you hear the information and then you take action. There's nothing worse than these educated dummies who has all this knowledge but never apply it. 609-488-4646. I'd love to talk to you off the air.
And Scott, really important question, the most important question you get all day. What does a bee use to brush its hair?
A bee?
Yeah.
Bumblebee?
Like a bumblebee. What does it use to brush its little hair?
I don't know.
A honeycomb.
Yeah. Dude, are you drinking?
Yeah.
What's going on here?
No. It's pure gold.
I love it.
609-488-4646 is the number. 609-488-4646. JustAdd.com. And real quickly here, about a minute left, but they might get the pleasure of hearing Bonnie on the other end. I know Bonnie is huge to what you do over there, and she's somebody, if you don't get a hold of Scott when you call, Bonnie will point you in the right direction, right?
She will do it. She takes care of my books. She is amazing. And I can tell you, if ever people come into our office, you know, and you want to get more information, I'd love to get your hands on my book, The Three Blind Mice, How the Financial Planning Process Leads Your Money. It's totally, totally complimentary. You come visit with me. That's my gift to you. If you like to read, just don't take it because it's not made for firewood, but it's made to fire you up to get your finances in order.
609-488-4646. Again, 609-488-4646. JustAdd.com or the website. When we come back, we're going to continue talking about how to navigate through the complex legal and tax landscape in retirement. Don't go anywhere.
It's nice when you get everything on your list in one place, isn't it? Scott McLean from McLean Advisor Group agrees. That's why he offers comprehensive retirement planning all under one roof. You shouldn't have to go one place for tax planning, another for estate planning, and another for retirement income planning. That's why McLean Advisory Group was started. Scott wanted to build a company that could help families with all aspects of their retirement planning. McLean Advisory Group is more than just convenient. They're knowledgeable and experienced. And for answers for your questions, you can set up a meeting with Scott and his team to talk about your retirement. 609-488-4646. That's 609-488-4646. Use the same number to reach a team online. 609-488-4646.com. Investment advisory services are offered through Bellpoint Asset Management, LLC. Firm offers insurance services but does not provide tax or legal advice.
Today, we are talking about why it is so important to work with an investment advisor who can help you navigate the complex legal and tax landscape. Remember, if you have any questions, the number is 609-488-4646, 609-488-4646. I'm Alex Dingman, here with the more important member of the show, Scott McLean, McLean Advisory Group. And Scott, I know we were talking here just about really equating getting ready for retirement a lot like a big road trip. And I thought you had a great analogy. If you just recap again, the road trips that you take here with your horses down to Florida, and what does that have to do with planning for retirement, Scott?
You know, as you plan a road trip, whether you're taking animals or not, it requires a lot of work. And I was like talking about before, when you're taking these horses and you're pulling behind the truck, you want to make sure everything's all set up. Animals, the hay, the feed, the water. It's a nonstop trip. It's 18 hours. It's a long trip. It's an arduous trip. And all of a sudden you get a flat tire. Do I have tools? And thinking of every possible indication that could slow your trip down or cause your trip to turn into a catastrophe. Same thing as retirement. And so when I think about all the tax and legal issues where I think a lot of people are just absolutely not paying attention to it, all of a sudden you're doing well and you or your lovely spouse are having a wonderful time. You take a trip, you come back, you're out the golf course and you swing the ball, you hit the ball, whatever it is. And as you can tell, I'm not a golfer. But and all of a sudden you wake up the next day and you're sore. And find out that maybe your blood count's changing, your white counts are changing. Do I have my wife? Can she call because I go to the doctor? Who's the power of attorney for healthcare matters? Just because you're married, she's not or he is not the one in charge. Or maybe your partner. They're not in charge unless you have a document called power of attorney for healthcare matters. Now, why is this important with finances? You know, as a fiduciary in our firm, I want to make sure your button, my people that I work with, my clients are buttoned up. I need just ironclad buttoned up. I want to see the will, power of attorney, living will, healthcare directive. Maybe you need a trust. Maybe you have a special needs trust. Maybe you've got some knucklehead kids that if you gave them $1, they're going to spend $4. Maybe you need a trust that'll delineate or pay out the money on a monthly basis. This is so, so important. By forgetting the taxes is like not filling up the tank all the way to the top. And you have to make unforeseen stops. You can't make unforeseen stops. Or maybe making sure the tires are inflated on this long trip, but you're not paying attention to the tires and now you're getting worse gas mileage and you could have a blowout, which could cause your trip from 17 hours to 24 hours. Or maybe you're not paying attention to the legal matters. What happens? God calls you home. Who gets your money? And maybe you have a ex-spouse as a beneficiary you forgot to change when you got remarried. Again, another legal battle just set up down the road. Or maybe you're just sitting there and you think about all the legal aspects and tax aspects and you pass money on to the children or to the grandchildren. How is that taxable? Can I avoid taxes? Alex, I don't know about you, but if you're not paying attention as a fiduciary for the financial areas, I believe in my mind as the three blind mice, they need to talk to each other. The three blind mice would be your accountant, your financial advisor, and of course your legal. Whether they get together or not, the advisor, I believe, should be the quarterback. He should look at the whole play and then guide as you're going on this journey called retirement. What if this happens? How is it taken care of? What if your lights start to go dim and now you got to go to a nursing home? How does that take place? What are the taxes involved if you have to pull extra money out? Should I put money into a trust? If you're thinking about those questions, well, give yourself a hand. Give yourself a clap. Because if you're thinking about it now, take action. There's nothing worse than brilliant people taking no action. I call them double dumb. Don't be double dumb. Take action. When people give us a call at our studios and ask questions at 609-488-4646, when they ask these questions, Alex, and they give us a call or they go to our website at 609-488-4646.com, we've got some neat things that we're adding to our site to help you think through this. I call it the love affair of finances. Your will or your legal documents, your financial documents, and then your tax documents. They must be looked together almost like, as I say in my book, like when I talk in my book, I talk of the composer. Well, the composer is one. Now we've got the conductor who's going to take the composer's music, go to the wonderful orchestra, and now let's play this beautiful music. Or could it be a disastrous music and it doesn't play out? I can tell you, as a musician,
One wrong note can be picked up by everybody. One wrong note in your financial plan could be picked up by the crows and the clowns that show up at the funeral.
Yeah.
Do you have them in your life? I guarantee they're there somewhere. 609-488-4646. Write that number down for yourself. If you have questions, I have answers. And if I don't have answers, not act like a smarty pants, I guarantee you I can call so many people at the push of a button. I can call brilliant people that can answer some questions or get answers for you, because there's nothing worse than going into retirement or going into a long trip and not prepared. This is a nightmare.
Well, and truly smart people surround themselves with even smarter people like you just talked about. And so Scott can be that for you, for your finances. 609-488-4646. Now, Scott's one thing that's very important, and I know you do this, but making sure that you have an advisor who's keeping up with the latest legal and tax changes that could affect your investments, because it's not a set it and forget it. It's not a, well, this was right 10, 20 years ago, I'm sure everything is fine. No, you got to have somebody like Scott McLean there looking at these things and making sure that the right choices are being made at the right times.
You could have said that any better. I think the IRS, this is not a laughing matter, even though the IRS, sometimes people get scared. I think the key is an IRS starts knocking on your door for unpaid taxes or penalty, or now we're in probate. Now we have to pay a whole bunch more money when you could have maybe had set your estate up to be as probate free as possible. Or maybe you don't have the legal documents and your spouse, your child, maybe they don't have a power of attorney, and now you've got to make decisions. By not paying attention to those details, not only causes your car to go off the road, or I should say your finances to go off the road, but it also, this undue stress and worry. I wonder, some of you may be going through a health issue. And if you're going through a health issue right now, I can pray for you. But on top of a health issue, let me get to the nitty gritty. Do you have a power of attorney? Do you have a backup power of attorney for healthcare matters and or financial matters? Both. There's two different types. And by not paying attention to, I believe the financial advisor's job, I believe, or I take it personally, if I don't know all about my clients and know what to do if their lights go dim, or maybe they go out, or maybe there's a child that maybe we need to protect. From money going to the child, we need to open up a trust account. How do I protect this money that's been endowed to me to protect them as a fiduciary? How can I make sure the best of my ability and capability to educate a client in these areas, and my clients are my friends, am I doing the very best to make sure that you are buttoned up in these areas? And if not, it is my job, I believe personally, to call your lawyer. Hey, I've noticed this in the agreement. How come there's not a backup to the power of attorney? How come there's not a backup to the executor? You know, I hear the daughter is Down syndrome. How come you don't have a special needs trust planned inside the estate? And when I see this, it's almost like all the advisors today, most of them, not all of them, just want to say, what can I get? Not what can I, how can I help? How can I get something out of you? Oh, and they push it off. Like Daddy always said, don't push off a problem when you can handle it.
Yep.
Well, let's call the guy. Call this guy. Let him handle it. No, it should be the quarterback, the financial power, the financial guy or gal in your life that would make those calls, because chances are you don't know the questions you're asking, but the financial person involved should know those questions.
609-488-4646 if you have questions. The number for Scott and his team, 609-488-4646. Just a couple moments left, but I wanted you to hit on something, because you were talking and going through the different details that someone must think about. And a lot of the stuff, it's not fun to think about. You don't want to think about having a plan for your health problems in the future. I want to talk about going on a trip. You know, those are the kind of things. But what you can do, Scott, is you can step in, and because sometimes when we're talking about our own money or our own lives, our heart can get in the way of our own head. Meaning, you know, what we care about and when we want something to be true, and sometimes that
can mask what we should be doing. And that's where you can step in, Scott, and not that you're heartless. I know you. You care about everybody that you're dealing with, but you can also look at things critically and think about, okay, what makes the most sense? What's the smartest thing here? What's going to have the least amount of bad consequences? And sometimes you have to step in and say, hey, I know this is really important to you, and I know why it is. Let me explain to you here why this is an alternative way to think about things that could actually be better for you in the long run.
The questions I ask people, or my advisors ask people, are questions that you might have thought about but kind of push it away because it's too hard to think about. Like maybe your spouse's lights are going dim. Maybe they have to go to a nursing home. Do you take them home or not? How do I handle it? How do I handle the money? These are really, really questions that it hits your heart and you don't want to face it. And I'd rather bring it out up front versus wait until the last minute and the causing more trouble, more problems later. So you've got to ask these hard questions. For example, let's say you have a son or a daughter, and if they inherit your money, are they going to blow it? Or maybe they've got a wife, or I should say a spouse, a husband or wife, a spouse that, you know, you lost your relationship with your son or daughter because the spouse pulled you away from your child. How do you pass the money on? These are real questions that you don't want to talk about because this is really close to heart. And you kind of get, I've had people come to my office, Alex, and we talk about these areas because, again, it's about your money and buttoning up your estate. But again, we've got to ask deep questions. Mm-hmm. And how do we pass the money on? And all of a sudden you have an estranged child because of a spouse, possibly. Or maybe they have a special needs son or daughter, because we handle a lot of that. And all of a sudden, they have their estate set up wrong. You pass away, your wife or your spouse passes away. The money goes to your son, but your son passed away. Now, how does that money go down? Do you want it to go to the spouse or your children? Well, maybe you need a testamentary trust to make sure it goes to the child, and maybe a different trustee, because you maybe don't want the spouses to handle it. You want someone else because they could get remarried and now your money goes to the new family. These are questions you don't want to think about. No one wants to talk about your kids passing. By the way, it happened in my family. You guys understand, I've been through some challenges that I'm able to take from my life experiences, put it inside of my financial practice, and help who? Help those of you listening right now. Because when you've been through a bump in the road, well, maybe you just know how to avoid that bump for someone else, and they don't have to go through the anxiety, stress, excessive taxes, and the crows and the clowns that eventually shows up at the funeral. That's Chapter 11 of our book, Alex. If you want Chapter 11, I'll email to you. Call Bonnie, 609-488-4646. Ask for Chapter 11. We can email it to you today with totally no cost, no obligation. I just give Bonnie a call, 609-488-4646, and say, Bonnie, I'd like to read Chapter 6 of Scott's book. I'm not a good reader, but I'd like to read that. I can tell you, you'll love it. You'll hear my life experiences and action steps that you can apply today, not tomorrow. Don't be double dumb with all this knowledge. Take action. Don't put it off.
And we won't talk about the irony of a financial advisor having a Chapter 11 in their book, but
that's true.
609-488-4646. 609-488-4646. We come back.
I've got questions. You've got questions. We've all got questions. Coming up next, Scott answering those questions with our mailbag segment. Stay with us. This is Financial Insanity. Scott McLean at McLean Advisory Group often talks about the difference between retirement savings and retirement income. It isn't necessarily how much money you have saved that's most important. It's having a steady stream of income in retirement, no matter how long you live. Scott has strategies that can help you create consistent monthly income for the rest of your life. He can help you make important decisions today so you can have the income you need in retirement. Having a big nest egg is great, but how will it provide you with the income you need for as long as you live? The number to get more information from Scott at McLean Advisory Group is 609-488-4646. That's 609-488-4646. Turn your portfolio into a plan with help from Scott McLean. 609-488-4646. Investing involves risk. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services are offered through Bell Point Asset Management, LLC.
Sounds like the mailman's here.
It's time to answer questions from the McLean Advisory Group mailbag.
Now time for one of our funnest segments. We really enjoy this, getting questions from the audience. Scott, I know you're ready for our mailbag segment. You're listening to Financial Insanity. And if you hear something and it raises an idea, concern, something you may have, 609-488-4646 is the number, 609-488-4646. And Scott, let's just jump right into it here, my friend. Here's the first question. This person's worked the same company for 25 years. They had a 401k there. That's great. But a big merger, and now I'm not sure how to track down that account. I've definitely heard of this happening before. What tips do you have for Scott for trying to seek out that old 401k?
Wow. Well, first of all, they should have a statement at least once a month, if not once a quarter, for the statements of the 401k. If they've been there for 25 years, I can tell you they've been either not paying attention to statements, or maybe they checked off a box on their investment to make it all email, but they need to call the HR department. Of course, based on the big merger, you want to see if there's any stock options. Did they have any stock options? Were they there before the company? Obviously, you've been there for 25 years. There might be some options there. And so you need to go to the HR department, then over the investment department, ask them, of course, Where's the money? Maybe it's payroll. Maybe it's that simple, but it's being real proactive. And if you start hearing the rumbling in the street, make sure you get your affairs in order and then have a meeting with someone, with an advisor who can look at holistically their investments. And if they got laid off, not laid off, there's going to be a buyout. What's going to happen? This is a lot of questions there. That's a huge question on just one simple question, but it's really, really big. And I think you're going to hear, based on the economy, how it's going, you're going to hear about perhaps layoffs. Like when I was a young kid in the 80s, they call it age discrimination. Well, now they can just go ahead and get rid of the old people because they have it contractually. So this is really important. You pay attention to your investments, your dollars, and again, where are they to make good money?
That's great, Scott. All right, another question here. This person says that they've done a pretty good job keeping track of that dreaded B word, the budget, and finances during adult life. But important question here, why is it so important to have someone else do this budgeting for you in retirement?
You know, everybody who wants to win in sports and goes into competition, they're not their own coach. They've got to get a coach. And so you might be overlooking things, maybe overseeing that how you're working out, how you throw the football, how you hit the golf ball. They need a coach. When it comes to investment, this is really, really challenging. When you try to do it yourself, you run the budget. And if you go meet with an investment advisor who's done this for many, many years, they've seen people make good mistakes and bad mistakes. There are good mistakes. You can correct things, obviously. At least you tried. But there's no do-overs in retirement. So having another set of eyes is almost like, it's almost like when I was looking for my keys the other day, and my wife said, well, I said, where's my keys? Where'd you put my keys? Scott, look on the table. I'm looking on the table. Scott, are you looking on the table? Look to your left. I'm looking to my left. Now, obviously I was in a hurry. I need to get out. But she said, she came over to me. She grabbed my hand kindly and very calmly, luckily. A scotoma is something you don't see, even though it's right in front of you. This is why people need another fresh set of eyes, because there are no do-overs in retirement. And one mistake could cost you hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars, especially in choosing your Social Security and then choosing the right investment options. Alex, next.
Why are women so much better at finding things? That's not a question that's been sent in, but it's just true. It's just
more
true.
Patient. I can...
All right. Well, here's a good one. So this person sent it in for their dad. They says, my dad's a worrier, and now I'm afraid he's going to worry himself to death over everything that he sees on social media.
That's real.
He's constantly getting all of this information, and it seems to be worrying him, scaring him. What advice can this person give to their father when it comes to social media and all this financial news?
Everybody has their view. I have my view. Alex, you have your view. We have different views. That's why I like looking at history. What can history teach us versus trying to guesstimate? History has a good way of repeating itself more often than not. But again, we have to have many different advisors. I think with one advisor in your world, in your life, because the wisdom comes from many advisors in the book I read. And oftentimes we need that. How do you tell your dad? Dad, let's come on. I don't know if you can tell your parents anything. They're going to do what they want to do. They're probably set in their ways. I don't mean to be ugly. I can just tell you if they're set in their ways, or maybe you can say, let's go find a hobby. But then you need to say, Dad, these are two different opinions. Opinions are, everybody has their opinion, but let's see what we can find out. Let's call a couple people and get their feedback. But I can tell you that will cause, I mean, psychologically, we know for a fact that bad news causes your health to decline. It's a positive mental attitude, not being saying, oh, I hope the deficit goes away. No, we got to fix it. But it's keeping your head in the muck starts to smell, I can promise you. So they need to help get another advice, perhaps come in and say, let's talk to somebody else about it. But they need a fresh opinion. It sounds like they're kind of stuck in the muck. And it's really hard to do. Be very patient with your older parents, because pretty much it's going to be hard to change that habit. I'm sorry.
It's very true. No, very true. If you have questions, the number for Scott, 609-488-4646, 609-488-4646. Just a couple minutes left, Scott, and I just wanted to ask you, if somebody maybe is on the fence about coming in, giving you a holler, what can you tell people about what it's like, the first contacts with you, and maybe that first visit? If somebody wants to come in, maybe if you could just kind of explain what that process is like for folks that maybe are first-time visitors, first-time callers into you.
Well, that's really enjoyable time. I think I encourage people, as Alex, you were saying, give our studios a call, 609-488-4646. Ask for Bonnie. And what will happen is Bonnie will say, okay, great. She'll schedule a time to come in or over the phone. She'll ask you some questions. She'll send you a little questionnaire, not in depth, but just to get to know you. I want to get to know people, whether it's over the phone, via the Zoom, the internet stuff, you can see each other, or coming into the office. So what's it like you come in the office? First of all, our staff is wonderful. Frankly, you can see that on our website. If you go right to our website, you'll see one of the first appointments. And when you come in, you'll be greeted by our staff is wonderful. When they answer the phone, they are wonderful. I'm very strict on that high relationship. This is a long-term deal. Then, of course, they come in. You meet the staff. Then you'll meet myself or another advisor, George. And you will absolutely get asked lots of questions. You will not be asked to do business. Let me make it real clear, Alex. When you come into our office, we want to get to know you as well as you get to know us. The second most important thing is I need to know some detailed information. So we're going to ask lots of questions. Questions that surrounding your family. Who gets the money? Your health. Your benefits you have at work, your spouse, perhaps your spouse passed away, maybe you have inheritance. We're going to talk about a lot of stuff about you, because it's about who? You. When I hear people going to a financial office and giving that financial guy or gal money for the first time or going to the bank, to me, they're just double dumb. Why? You need to get to know the whole picture, not just a quick salesman. That drives me absolutely crazy when people come in there and say, well, we got a great product, and they're selling product. It's not about product. It's about, well, we don't need, if we're a carpenter, we don't need a drill and we don't need a bit. We just want that hole. Well, to get the hole, you got to have a drill and bit. I want to know what kind of planning, what kind of personality you are. Is this a good fit for me as well as a good fit for you? It's a two-way street because retirement planning, investment planning is a two-way street. It's got to meet. I need to know your investment strategies. I need to know your investment outlook. I need to understand the good, bad, and ugly you've been through so we can avoid those issues. This is why, whether it's one meeting or two meetings, we don't do business the first one or two meetings ever. We get to know people. This, to me, is very important.
I love it. I just love you framing that up for folks. 609-488-4646. 609-488-4646. This has been another episode of Financial Insanity with Scott McLean. Great show as always, my friend, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your weekend.
All right, you too, my friend, and everybody out there.
This presentation may contain information which has undergone regulatory or other significant change since its original recording. The information on this program is educational in nature and is not intended to be a recommendation for any specific investment product, strategy, plan, tax, or legal advice. Information presented is believed to be factual and up-to-date, but we do not guarantee its accuracy. Discussions and answers to questions do not involve the rendering of personalized investment advice and is limited to the dissemination of general information and may not be suitable for members of the listening audience. Communications such as this are not impartial and are provided in connection with advertising and marketing for McLean Advisory Group. Prior to making any investment or financial decisions, an investor should always seek advice from a financial, insurance, legal, or tax professional. McLean Advisory Group and or Scott McLean offer investment advisory and financial planning services through Bell Point Asset Management, LLC.
This radio show is a paid placement.